Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look at the first reading. It comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 26 to 30. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. You are being prayed for by many, many people. But brothers and sisters, we need to know that we need to be right there with them. Don't just ask somebody to pray for you and then you don't pray. Draw near to him very much. And I don't quite know how to say this, but some people think of God as some God way out there and too huge for us. And God could look like somebody you see on the street, somebody you admire. Who knows? God is, I don't even know the word to use, but he can do so much to bring people close to him. Does so much. And we want to draw closer to him that we might really learn to love his will and to live by his will. And the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. The Spirit intercedes for us. We may intercede for other people, but it's the Spirit who's praying for us before the Father and the Son. Open your heart. Everything is there for us. But because we can't see it, we don't believe it. Brothers and sisters, may God give you faith today to put your trust in the one, only, loving God. Three persons, one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Open your heart. Open your heart to the Blessed Trinity. Open your heart and receive, because God's will is going to lead you to salvation. It's not, oh, someday I'll get something done about it. You do it now. God wants you to follow him. Read the scriptures for the day and live them. If you sin, go to confession and be restored. But please, brothers and sisters, don't stop. Because one day, the door of heaven will open and you will stand before the living God. That's not just an image. That's the truth. And we want to be ready for him. And by obeying his will, by going his way, we will find ourselves drawing closer and closer to the Father. We know that all things work for the good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. God wants to make us ready to see him. God wants to make us ready, and you can't just die and say, oh, so you're God. That's not how it works. Brothers and sisters, open your heart to him now, right now, wherever you are. Maybe you say, of course I know that's Jesus. Of course I know that's God. Whatever. But brothers and sisters, do you really believe it in your heart? Do you really believe that God is your Savior? That he is the Messiah, that he is your King, your Lord, the one who loves you without ending. Can we love him in return? Yes, we can. We don't have the enormity of God's love, but we have our own love and all our love together. Just say this, I don't know if it's right or not, but I think that if all of us loved with all of our hearts, we would be drawn closer to the very love of God himself. And that's what God wants. He wants us to become one with him. And brothers and sisters, you say, I'm too busy. If you're too busy, then you're too busy for heaven. You can have a day or a week or a month, even if they're family members sick. I understand that. But brothers and sisters, Jesus is waiting for you. He's waiting for you to acknowledge him. He's waiting for you to turn to him daily and pray and ask him to help you. Ask him to help you walk the path that leads to heaven. That's what he wants, and he will do it for us. Please, take a little time to pray for that. Psalm 13 tells us, My hope, O Lord, is in your mercy. Look, answer me, O Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, that I may not sleep in death, lest my enemies say, I have overcome him, lest my foes rejoice at my downfall. Though I trusted in your mercy, let my heart rejoice in your salvation. Let me sing of the Lord. He has been good to me. And then we take a look at the gospel. Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered them, Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. Right there, brothers and sisters, just stop. Ask, have I confessed my sins? Have I a clean slate before God? Or do I need to come before him in confession? Please, brothers and sisters, please don't just say, oh, it doesn't matter, or that's too little, or whatever. If you've sinned, you've sinned. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has risen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. And he will say to them in return, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company. You taught in our streets. In other words, for us, we have through the sacraments, through prayer, there's so many ways of knowing Jesus. And do we take advantage of them? And then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. In other words, you haven't been in much touch with the Lord. Depart from me, all you evildoers. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And the people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. Brothers and sisters, I just want to say, wherever you are, if you're listening to this program, I really want us to meet one another in heaven. I really do. I pray for each of you, and you can count on that. If you need to go to confession, just go. You're not going to be destroyed. God's going to help you. Please, brothers and sisters, I want to see you in heaven. And I pray for myself, and you can pray for me too, that I do what the Lord wants me to do. I want to share with you a little passage from St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, that she was a French Carmelite sister, and her writings focused on the indwelling of the Trinity. She died from Addison's disease at the age of 26. And listen to what she said. "To attain the ideal life of the soul, I believe we must live on the supernatural level. We must become aware that God dwells within us and do everything with Him. Then we are never commonplace, even when performing the most ordinary tasks. For we do not live in these things, we go beyond them. A supernatural soul never deals with secondary causes, but with God alone. Oh, how its life is simplifies, how it resembles the life of the blessed, how it is freed from self and from all things. Everything for it is reduced to unity, so that one thing is necessary, of which the Master spoke to Mary Magdalene. Then the soul is truly great, truly free, for it has enclosed its will in God's." Think about that, brothers and sisters, right there. We have free will. God will not take that from us. But how beautiful to be able to say to Jesus, "Lord, I want my soul, I want my heart to be united with yours. Help me that I may, will never, never not sin, but we will decrease the number of times if we give our life to God and really mean it. Lord, you have my life. I need all your grace. I need you. I will seek to glorify you." If you do that, you'll be amazed over the coming months and weeks. It's not like a scroll comes down from heaven, as I often say. It's not that. But you'll notice over the next weeks or months or even a year, and suddenly there will be something, and you say, "Wow, never thought of that before," or "never thought of this," or whatever. It comes to us often through our thoughts. Not always, at all. He comes in our hearts, and he lets us follow him. And what I want to say to you is, please, please follow him. The world is in much upheaval right now, and it's been a hard time for all of us. But brothers and sisters, God is waiting for us someday. Please don't be afraid. Confess your sins. Please be willing to do that. Do it quickly. Do it often. God, every time you do that, will give you more grace to follow him. Brothers and sisters, even though I can't see you, I love you. And my love is nothing compared to God's. Please, I want us all to be together in heaven. So please open your hearts. Please go to confession, no matter how long it's been. And please know, above all, how much he loves you. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.